I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. A book I'm reading recently had me thinking about some of the celebrity encounters I've had or witnessed over the course of almost 20 years in the sports media business. The book is Slobberknocker, the autobiography of legendary professional wrestling announcer Jim Ross. Ross is a huge Oklahoma fan and was on the sidelines for OU's win over Iowa in the 2011 Insight Bowl. As the final seconds ticked off the clock inside Sun Devil Stadium, a media colleague who shall remain nameless couldn't help but ask for a photo with good old JR. Ross, of course, obliged. Said colleague kindly requested no one share the details of the encounter. It's not exactly seen as professional by some, although I certainly didn't have a problem with it. I kind of wish I'd snagged a picture myself. During the 2016 Rose Bowl, I was on the lookout for newsman and UI alum Tom Brokaw in Pasadena. I never did cross paths with him, but I was unceremoniously shoved out of the way by the security detail for former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Several minutes later, when I found myself in semi-close proximity on the field, I snapped a sideline selfie. It's just me, but I positioned myself so you could see Rice in the background. Something told me not to press my luck any further than that. Oddly enough, at the 2009 Outback Bowl, we spotted catcher A.J. Pierzynski hanging out on the Iowa sidelines as a guest of former Hawkeye Robert Gallery. The two were apparently good friends. I'd seen Pierzynski play as a 19-year-old in the Midwest League while coming up with the Minnesota Twins, but best remember him for being decked by Cubs catcher Michael Barrett in a 2006 game against the Cubs and White Sox. But my favorite celebrity near encounter came during my very first road game covering Iowa football during the 2000 season. That's when I found myself in line for a chili dog inside the press box at Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana. I quoted the old line from John Cougar Mellencamp's Jack and Diane about sitting outside the Tasty Freeze. I wondered aloud if Mellencamp, who had season tickets to IU football games, was in attendance. The woman standing directly behind me in line informed me John wasn't at the game that night. However, his mother was impressed that a 20-year-old college kid was familiar with her son's work. Stick around this business long enough and you never know who you'll run into. Maybe that'd make good material for a book someday. If I do write one, hopefully it does better than Slobberknocker, which I picked up in a discount bookstore.